Welcome to the podcast, Just Saying. My name is Joe McCormick. I'm your host. In our podcast this week, I'm going to pose the question, will AI help or hinder your development? If you're new to the podcast, I'm really happy that you're here. If you've been here before, super excited that you're back. We are in our ninth season, I think. I lose track. We're getting close to episode 400. That's all I know. And AI is upon us, and we can't go a day without reading papers and news articles, and just it's all around us. And, you know, a year ago, it was just emerging barely, and now it's enveloping us. And I wanted to comment on this because I do think that it does affect us as communicators. And the point of this podcast is to become an intentional communicator. And I really take that seriously. I want you to be clear. Clarity is incredibly valuable. Brevity is also valuable because people don't have a lot of time. They certainly don't have a lot of attention. So if you can be clear and concise, that's how I define brief, you can really get your point across in a sea of clutter. And there's a lot of it. There's a lot of noise. So when I wrote Brief, I embarked on a journey to help professionals achieve an elite level, an expectation of being on message, on point, on time. And then a few years after that, about 5 years after that, I wrote my second book called Noise, Living and Leading When Nobody Can Focus. And lately, I've been recommending people read that book first before Brief, because I think it does set the conditions for the world that we live in and how hard it is to think and communicate in that world of clutter, noise. And then last year, I wrote a book called Quiet Works, which is like the shield that protects you from noise. So you can think, you can actually think a thought and prepare what you're going to communicate in an effective way. So you've got a plan. So most people just think while they're talking and just start writing, and it's not very deliberate, and I'm going to change that. So this podcast today tackles AI, but not in a generic way. It tackles it in a specific way about development. And, you know, we work with a lot of corporations, and we, from time to time, will partner with their learning and development people. And those are not the same thing. You know, learning, I'm going to be really, really simple. This is how I understand it. Like, I can learn that, you know, Nairobi is the capital of Kenya. Well, as technology advances, it's easier to learn things because you can learn it like really quickly. I can look things up in my phone and find out in a matter of seconds, and you can learn that. And sometimes you don't even need to learn it or remember it because you can have somebody else remember it or something remember it. Development's different. Development is those life experiences that create who you are. And when you think about people that achieve mastery, like imagine like an accountant who's really good, or a doctor who's incredibly proficient and masterful at his or her profession, or an athlete or a leader or a technician or whoever that might be, if you ask them, how did you get to where you are? I would say almost unanimously, people would tell you, I mean, over the years, I just put in the hard work. It was a grind. I started from the very beginning. I'm not going to bore you with back in the day when I was a young guy, but I mean, I did that too. I mean, I was in college. It was hard. I graduated. I looked for a job. I mean, you just kind of put in your time and you grind it out. You learn through a lot of experience, trial, error, success, failure. I mean, the whole gamut of experiences develop who you are as a professional. So if you ask anybody that question, who's been around, they'll tell you, I just put in my time. There's a lot of time. Well, I read an article, and I want to focus that the article inspired me to write a newsletter. I have a newsletter on LinkedIn. It's actually called Just Saying, just like this podcast. And if you look it up under my name, Joseph McCormack, you will see, if you scroll down on my LinkedIn profile, if we're not connected, please send me a connection request and we'll be connected on LinkedIn. If you scroll down, there's a newsletter, and I wrote an article recently, and the article, I think, is, it was thought-provoking when I read this article called AI is Changing How We Learn at Work. It was written by a woman named Linda Gratton, and it was in Harvard Business Review last December, and somebody shared it with me, and I read this article. It was really rich, very provocative, very insightful, and it really got me thinking, like, oh, okay, this is different. Like, our world is changing. And what is to become of the future? in terms of like, how do we develop professionally? And, you know, I just thought about that and I read the article carefully and it was very, like I said, it was very rich, had a lot of things to chew on. And what I want to do right now is share with you my summary of the article that I wrote about it on LinkedIn. And the title of that article was AI is Changing How We Learn at Work and Eliminating Struggle as a Key to Development. And I wrote this in April. And what I want to do is take you through that article, because the question I'm posing for you today is, will AI help you or hinder your development? Will it help your development or hinder your development? And specifically by development, I mean you creating your identity, like who you are as a person. And development is hard work. And I don't know if AI, if we haven't thought about it, is this going to help or hinder my development? Now, if you've already developed, you're a developed professional, I suspect that one of the reasons you might be listening to this podcast is because you want to develop yourself as a communicator and you're going to put into practice the hard work of being clear and being intentional and being on message, on point, and you're not quite there yet. Well, rewind and go way back to earlier in your career. Think of people who are starting their career. And is AI going to be a hindrance to their development? Will they not become the person they're meant to be, or it will help them in their development? And that's really got me thinking. Will we advance with AI, or will we be left behind? Meaning my identity as a professional. And it's kind of scary to think about that. So let me just walk you through, you know, this article that this woman wrote in my summary of it on LinkedIn. The first thing is, I want you to know that, you know, I use AI not just as a glorified version of Google. I use a lot of the tools at my disposal, and I do it for strategic planning. I do it for research. I do it for insight development. I use it for a number of different reasons. In fact, I'm hard at work developing an applied learning platform called BriefBot, and it's called BriefBot AI. And it's going to be an extension of our learning at the Brief Lab. And I'm really excited about it. It's hard to do this, but it's going to embody all of my life's work in this intellectual property and these frameworks into an applied learning platform. And what I mean by that is you can work on real work and learn at the same time. It's developmental in its design. So it can develop you as a communicator by actually using the tools to communicate and coach you and teach you and guide you along the way. And that's in development right now. And we're also developing a course that we have coming up. And the course is called, it's a Brief Communication with AI course. It's a live online, it's an online live workshop, May 7th, 2026, so this year, from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Eastern. And if you go to thebrieflab.com, you'll find more information about that. It's called Brief Communication with AI, and it's a great course, and it talks about how communicating clearly and effectively with AI and gives you best practices and things to consider to develop your skills by using the tools that are available to you, but having it, you work with the tool, having that not work for you or instead of you. So I really like, I'm locked into like the 4 points that she makes in this article, and I'm going to walk you through, you know, each one of those 4 points and then my commentary with them. In the article that I wrote on LinkedIn, it goes into greater depth, so I highly recommend you just go there and read it, but I'm going to give you the summary now and kind of be a primer, if you will. And here's kind of like, she has like 4 provocations, and I'll just read them to you quickly. The first provocation is, okay, what happens when AI makes the pathways to mastery disappear? That's her first provocation. The second provocation is, are we drowning out calm? Provocation number 3 is, are we dulling what makes us human? And the final provocation is, are we eroding choice and identity? And I really focus in on, when I'm taking these apart in the newsletter, I kind of break them down in what's the main point, that she's making? Why does it matter now? What's driving this reality? And then my take on it. So I'll just give you kind of an overview, key takeaway, some thoughts on each one of these provocations. The first one, what happens when AI makes pathways to mastery vanish? I have a couple points here. Number one is I think the key should be collaborate with AI, don't abdicate. So collaborate, don't abdicate. Let AI work with you, not for instead of you. It's incredibly tempting to abdicate authority to AI and just have it do your work for you. So I have a guy that I was talking to recently, and he had created a board of directors draft, a presentation, and then he brought it into AI and he lost his voice. And the board members called him on it. They said, this doesn't sound like you. Well, what he did is he inadvertently abdicated because it was so tempting. It was like, oh, okay, just do this for me. You could do my thinking for me. He outsourced the thinking. The second thing, when you talk about the pathways, will it make the pathways to mastery? Think about like the accountant or the doctor or the pilot or the professional that's really developed skills by working hard over time. Are you still doing the hard work? Do you feel the grind? Editing, revising, and writing and communicating is a big part. Preparing, thinking, challenging your thinking, challenging the recommendations that AI gives you. At times, just honestly going analog, you know, just using a piece of paper and a pen. Slow down by using quiet would be my key takeaway there. And our last point is mastery comes over time, never overnight. So if you want to create a pathway to it, you don't flip a switch and like, it's going to get there for me. That's it's tempting, but I would highly advise or be skeptical of the sort of the shortcut to the top of the mountain. Right? It's going to be a climb. It's going to be difficult. The second provocation is, are we drowning out calm? And I think here is, number one, is AI generates a lot of noise. I mean, it generates a tremendous amount of information at velocity that is much faster than we can consume. It's really, for a lot of people, generating noise, much more than signal. Though it seems like clear, it's generating a lot of noise. And we don't even have time to consume it, which is kind of interesting. I mean, if you're working with Gemini and Claude and this one and that one, and you ask it to do, it'll produce reports. But I mean, it's so fast and so, you know, voluminous that I don't even know if I have time to slowly think about it and read it, and decipher it, and decide and digest it all to make sense of it. You know, where is the calm to be able to actually consume what it's producing at velocity? And I think the quiet matters more than ever. And I said this when I wrote Quiet Works. There's a whole chapter in AI. Got to slow down. You got to slow down. The third and fourth provocations, does it diminish empathy? I just like, you know, feeling. You know, like what it makes us human is we're empathetic, right? We feel, we have a sense of feeling, and there's discomfort and there's difficulty. And it's what in the article called like life's curriculum. You know, life serves you a lot of difficult things. And if AI is robbing or removing those or taking them away, it may be diminishing a person's empathy. And then the last provocation is the erosion of choice and identity. And there's a couple things to think about with AI is, who are you? What is your identity as a professional? What is your voice? Who are you? And are you developing that? Are you strengthening the sense of identity? Like, I have a point of view. I have convictions. I have desires. I have dreams. Or do we sort of just dial that out like we're dialing out, you know, treble and bass in music? Who's really choosing? Who's making the choice here? You know, you talk about agentic AI, giving it agency. Agency is like authority. Are we outsourcing our accountability? At the end of the day, we own the outcome. So these are some of my thoughts on, will AI help or hinder your development? And I want you to be really aware of this. Like, you have to be an active participant in this process. So it's working with you, but never instead of you. And I think that's the key thing. So I'd like you, if you could, to take the time to look up my most recent newsletter article on LinkedIn. Again, it's called Just Saying. Actually, just saying.